deeper in here. Okay. This is an interview for the Archives of American Art with Patsy Valdez on May 26, 1999. We're in Patsy's kitchen right now, at the kitchen table, and the interviewer is Jeff Runhill. And I think that's what we need to know to get started.
And Patsy's kitchen isn't a restaurant.
Isn't a restaurant?
Is not.
Okay. Let me turn this down a little bit. We're doing quite a bit of... I need to put maybe this towel under there. There we go. Okay. Actually, like I told you, we tend to go biographical in nature, but as we're sitting at the kitchen here at the table, we started talking a little bit about the show that started at the Mexican Museum and is now in Laguna. And I thought it might be a good idea to get some reflections about that show, because as we were saying, it represents something of a turning point or a marking point in your career. And so rather than start at the beginning, I figure we start at the present and see what that means to you right now. So I think the first thing I wanted to ask you about was the title of the exhibit.
Okay.
If you had come up with that yourself or...
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Nothing
okay, what do you think?
I had nothing to do with it at all.
Okay.
And I think that's part of maybe... No, I didn't have anything to do with it, and I wasn't even asked. So, I'm not real familiar with having shows like this, you know, I don't really know how all that works out.
Mm-hmm.
But a precarious comfort, I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
You know, it was okay.
Who came up with the title?
It must have been the curator, and I'm not exactly sure, but I think it was the curator, Tere Romo, because.
Uh-huh.
Basically, it was her vision, the work that she picked. I mean, we went over it a bit, but she had a certain vision, and so...
Well, what do you think of that vision? What do you think of her selection?
I thought it was okay. I think there were a lot of pieces that I would have preferred to have in the show that weren't in the show. And there were also... I had done a recent piece that was a landscape that didn't make it into the show in San Francisco. And when I told them I was going to put in a new painting, and when I went to see if it was hanging, they go, oh no, there was no space. But I think what was happening is because it was so different from the other work that I'm noticing that my public and people are having a difficult time with my new work.
Accepting
it. Oh yeah.
Going through.
Oh yeah, because it's a landscape, and I'm known for doing the interior. So
right.
I have this feeling now. I'm only sensing that if people just can't even look at it, they can't handle it. They want to see the curtains.
Huh.
You know, because they say I'm known for the curtains, or I'm known for this vibrant color. Well, it's changing.
Huh.
And I think that's why. It wasn't up. I was a bit disappointed with that.
So what's that mean at this stage to, I mean, it seems to me like the show is a real achievement.
Mm-hmm.
To my knowledge, it's the first major show of your paintings like that. It's kind of a retrospective in a way.
And well, they're calling it a survey.
Survey, okay.
Mm-hmm. Survey.
It's about 10 years or so represented in there.
Because I've only been painting 10 years, exactly. So it's from the beginning of my painting career, which began in 1988, up to the present.
What does that mean for you to have the sort of parameters of what Patsy Valdez, the painter, has set up already? You know, I mean, it seems a little bit early to...
Oh,
kind of put that label.
I know. I don't know, people. I shouldn't say I don't care, but that's other people's like limitations. Mine, I listen, but I just go keep. I've always.